There is no end to the techniques of camouflage Allah has given living things. Some use objects in their surroundings to conceal themselves. This small fish, for example, is trying to make a safe place for itself by emptying sand out of an oyster shell. And this octopus employs a very clever technique of camouflage. It first gathers muscles and then hides behind the shells, waiting for something to pass by, looking for food among the mussels. We shall shortly witness a surprising act by this crab. It carefully cuts the fronds from a plant that it chooses on the seabed. But what will it do with them? The answer is surprising. It hides itself. The crab arranges the fronds over itself and prepares a cloak of seaweed. It thus comes to possess a wonderful camouflage. Another crab carefully arranges branches it has cut over its shell. That enables it to hide itself easily among plants. Interestingly, the crab secretes a sticky liquid in order to keep the branches in place. In other words, the systems in the animal's body and its behavioral patterns have been created to match one another. This crab is cutting up a sponge. It might sound unlikely, but it is going to sew itself a suit of clothes from this sponge. Then it climbs inside the garment it has prepared. We need to stop and think for a moment here. The crab has never seen itself in a mirror. Nor has it any powers of thought or planning. So how does it know it has to camouflage itself? The crab uses the same technique as soldiers do in order to camouflage themselves. It sticks branches and leaves over itself. How has the crab learned this method of camouflage? It is clear that it has been inspired to do this. There is no doubt that it was Allah who created all living things from nothing, who has created the crab and endowed it with this intelligent method of protecting itself.